on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. Get the Subway footlong sub of the day for just $6. It's a different featured footlong every day of the week. The Subway $6 footlong sub of the day. At participating restaurants, extras additional plus tax, no additional discounts or coupons applied. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to $25 gift cards simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller, along with Jerry Newberry. As always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving on active duty in the Guard and Reserves. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
So, Jerry, you know, we are based in Kansas City, Missouri.
We are heard
all over the country and on American Forces Radio Network. But the great thing about being in Kansas City is, you know, you get to make friends and find out with some of the teams that are here. And the Kansas City Chiefs have always been a great force in the community and a great friend to veterans. And a guy named Jared Allen, remember that name?
Vaguely. Jared, are you kidding me?
Jared Allen,
yeah.
Probably the meanest,
toughest
guy in the NFL.
While he's playing football.
Yep, played for Kansas City and then went on to destroy some guys in Minnesota. And along the way, he's always had a heart for veterans.
Yep.
Right?
That's what I said. On the football field, he was a demon, unleashed.
Right.
But heart of gold when it comes to our veteran.
Yeah, and you may not know, but he's set up a deal now. It's a fantastic organization called the Jared Allen Homes for Wounded Warriors. And again, of course, connected to the Home Depot Foundation. The executive director of Jared Allen's Homes for Wounded Warriors is Alex Karalexis. He's on with us. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for having us.
What's Jared doing? Let me guess. I bet he has a headache. I bet he's recovering.
No. Different animal nowadays.
but he is an animal still.
he's out with his daughters and the in-laws and visiting family for the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me say thank you so much for what you guys are doing for Wounded Warriors. This is really great stuff. How did you get connected with Home Depot Foundation?
Home Depot Foundation, listen, if you're going to want to expand your program and build nationally, you know, Home Depot is the partner that you need to build that infrastructure.
Yep.
So it took about a year and a half of just calling them and sending them emails and just updating them on the projects and say, you know, hey, we're doing this. Come be a part of it. Hey, we're doing this. Come be a part of it. And finally, we were able to get them out to one of our job sites to show them exactly how we operate. And it's been a great relationship ever since that day.
Oh, they support so many programs. They do so much that people just really don't know about.
Yeah, it's so funny, though. I'm looking at the information here for the Jared Allen Homes for Wounded Warriors, and it mentions the former Carolina Panthers defensive end. What?
Huh?
What? well, let's talk about what's important. Alex, tell us how did you guys get started to form the program? How many vets you've helped, that kind of thing?
Sure. Well, it started back 2009, started, and Jared had gone overseas and did a USO tour.
Now, he did that a lot, right?
He did one. He's always done a lot with the veterans.
Right.
He did one tour where he went to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Okay.
What people don't know is, you know, Jared comes from a long line of military men in his family.
Sure.
His grandfather was a retired colonel. His brother was an active duty Marine. At the time when he started the foundation, his brother just retired within a year. So he came back from the USO tour and decided, I need to do something. I need to do more. It was right about the time where Kansas City dealt him and Minnesota paid him. So
sure.
He had a couple extra bucks in his pocket
right.
and wanted to do
right.
something with it.
Right.
So he decided, he sat down with the co-founder here, Dylan Vicka, and decided, we need to do something. And honestly, this foundation started with Dylan Googling how to start a 501c3.
Well, and but you know, that's an important aspect, though, here, Alex, because a lot of people, we talked to a lot of people on the show, you know, I want to help veterans. How do we get started? How do we do that? I mean, first of all, you got to have that passion, and you've got to have the impetus to get out there and do it.
Yeah, it's not easy starting a foundation.
Exactly.
It really is not.
Right. And to do it right and to be credible in what you're doing means a lot as well.
Absolutely, because there's so many people out there trying to scam money.
That's right.
You know, it's you really have to work hard to be a cut above all those crooks.
It's true. It's a lot more challenging. When they asked me to come on board, it's a lot more challenging than I thought it was going to be. But we say that all the time. You know, I've known Jared, God, 12 years now or so, and you know, I've always helped with the foundation from when they started and then when I came on board full time. You know, one of the questions is that we ask is, you know, do you support veterans? And of course we do. Of course I support veterans.
You're
absolutely.
Right.
Then you ask a follow-up, well, how?
Right. That's the key.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Saying it just isn't enough.
But, I've got a bumper sticker on my car.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. If you provide a platform, you'll get overwhelming support on people. So that's what we try to do here.
Right.
We try to use this as a platform to for other people to help, give them an avenue to spread the goodwill, you know, if you will. Because a lot of times, you're right, it is. It's hard to start a 501c3. It's hard to get out there. It's hard to raise a dollar, never mind
sure.
enough to provide a home. So so that's kind of the whole basis of the foundation of what we're trying to do here. We're trying to use our... you know, I will leverage our status, our resume, and provide a platform to gather as many people as possible for one common goal.
So what you do, so our audience understands, is a wounded warrior who has a home, for example, might need adaptations, a special adaptation.
Yeah.
To his home so he can get around easier, or he or she can get around easier. Isn't the government supposed to provide services like that?
The government does. So here's where we differ. Okay. We do everything soup to nuts, dirt to drapes. Okay. We don't just go into a home and put a couple hand railings up, widen a doorway and throw a ramp in and say, hey, we built 150 homes this year.
Right.
No, you didn't.
Right.
Okay. The government does. The VA has what they call a specially adaptive housing grant, and it's $77,000, and it can be used for the veteran to put in adaptations.
Which is great.
Yeah,
it's
but you know, it's not a lot of money.
No,
if you know anything about
it, you know, it's not, because
a ramp can be $20,000-$30,000.
Listen, here's the kicker. Kicker is, a lot of these times, the most severely wounded, they're in Balboa or Walter Reed for 12 months, a year and a half.
Yeah.
They lose everything. Sometimes their spouses, sometimes their personal lives fall apart, obviously the physical lives. And these are young kids, and they might not even own a home. So that's $77,000. Good luck trying to buy a home that's specially adapted with that. So
sure.
It takes us to fill in the gap.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
That's what a lot of people forget about. So what we do, we have three different types of builds that we do, and it's all dependent upon the veteran. We'll either come in and buy a piece of land and build you a brand new home. We will... we did a home in Laverne, Minnesota, a small community, rural community, couple hundred people. The veterans' parents, grandparents, and cousins all lived on the same street. Didn't want to move. His whole network is there. So what we did is, we go in there, we'll purchase the house that you own, and we'll blow out the walls and put additions on. Because if you think about it, when you walk into a normal bathroom, you walk in, you got a sink on the right, a toilet on the right, and probably a perpendicular tub at the end.
Right.
Well, that doesn't work with a wheelchair.
Yep.
And then you have to steal a closet or a bedroom. So now a three-bedroom just became a two-bedroom.
Yeah.
Because you can't blow the roof off because you can't go up.
Yeah.
Because there's no legs, you know.
Right.
So you have to expand. So we'll do that. Or we'll purchase a home and then completely outfit it. All of our projects are 100% donated. Materials, labor, acquisition costs, anything like that. If you already own the home, we'll pay off your mortgage and sign it back to you for nothing.
Wow. Well, that's a huge key.
Yeah, hey,
I like this guy. Alex, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask you about some specifics of what you guys have done. Alex Karalexis, he's the executive director of the Jared Allen Homes for Wounded Warriors. We're going to find out more right after this on the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline, and by CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common weight.
Welcome back to The National Defense. It's Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry, and Alex Karalexis is here. He's the executive director of Jared Allen's Homes for Wounded Warriors. Yes, that Jared Allen that would tear your head off in the NFL. Hey, you mentioned something that's really important, Alex, about these communities that you're building and remodeling and restructuring modifications for these veterans that are wounded, because there are some organizations that will say, we built you a house in Fort Worth, Texas. And a veteran might say, well, I'm from Minnesota. Okay, well, welcome to your new home in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah, where you don't know anyone. Right, yeah, you're on your own, yeah.
And you addressed that a couple times, but that's really important in keeping that veteran within their own community.
That's not how we operate at all. Until we expanded nationally, this is where the partnership with Home Depot comes in.
Yeah.
But well, as we would get an approval, listen, we're not going to say, hey, thank you for your service. We feel for your injuries. We know you live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but unless you want to accept this bank closed home that, you know, Wells Fargo donated to us in Phoenix, we can't help you.
Right.
Jared would look at me and say, figure it out, dude.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
That's right. Exactly.
You know, and that's how we operate. Because it's so much important. You're trying to get these people to start their lives over. So we tell them, you know, think about the school system. Where do you want to live? Now, with that being said, they're given a budget. So, you know, your buck can go a lot further in, you know, say, North Carolina than it can in Boston, Massachusetts.
Right.
So, but it's up to them. So we always say, once a veteran is approved, their next phone call is with a realtor. They find the land. They find the home. They tell us where they want to live.
Wow.
We negotiate the price. If we're able to do it, we do it. They sit down with the architect. They design the home. Their home.
Man, I mean, that kind of integration, you just don't hear about.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important, you know, not only having the location, because that support system is absolutely critical.
Right.
I can't even tell you how important that is. But to have them directly involved in designing the home, I mean, that gives them such a feeling of ownership and
independence.
Independence, that's terrific.
Hey, give us an example, Alex. You gave us one in Minnesota. Give us another example of what you guys have done.
Well, we've completed eight projects to date. I've got another seven going right now, all in seven different states. And I've got another six in the pipeline. We're just waiting for paperwork to come back for approval.
Wow.
So, we're handing over the keys to a home in Texas on Tuesday, this June 6th. We just handed the keys over to a home, a brand new home in Oregon. So, I mean, we had nine projects going in nine states. So right now, these two are going to drop off. I'm going to have seven and then approve another six. So I'm going to have 13 projects in 12 states going.
Well, and you say, you know, hand over the keys to the home. It's not just that. I mean, that's a new life. I mean, that's a game changer for these wounded veterans.
So do you facilitate all these projects?
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's a job.
That is a job. How did people find out about you guys?
What's the web address?
It's homesforwoundedwarriors.com. You go to homesforwoundedwarriors.com, find out all the information. Listen, Alex, thank you so much for what you guys are doing. Tell Jared that we said hello and thank him. And then you guys go off and feel good about your Memorial Day.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for giving us, and we reciprocate. Thank you for giving us a platform to kind of spread the word on what we're trying to accomplish.
Thank you, Alex. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Hilton Hotels. With over 10,000 veterans and military spouses hired in the last 3 years, Hilton offers a world of opportunity. Visit jobs.hilton.com/military.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, I got to tell you, so Memorial Day weekend, and it's always a special time for a lot of people. We kind of celebrate Memorial Day every week on this show, you know, in terms of thinking of veterans. But I got to tell you something before we get into our next interview. You know, I just got back from a family vacation in Scotland, and I will tell you, and this is something that, I was thinking about for Memorial Day. Everybody in Scotland, everywhere we went, every person we talked to, they are so proud of their military history. And I think we can learn something from that. I mean, they really, seriously, they are so, you don't hear one person say that's a war we shouldn't have gotten into. That's a skirmish. We didn't believe in that. Everywhere you go.
They're proud of the people that served in the military.
Yes, they're proud of their people.
And the Scots, when you go, I've read some stories. You know, they're not quite right sometimes.
Well,
bullets are flying, and here's some guy playing the bagpipes.
Right, exactly. You know, and we talked to this this one guy. We stayed a lot of a bed and breakfast, so you really get to know the people. And there there was a Battle of Culloden in 1400. Okay, and this Battle of Culloden.
I saw the I had Battle of Culloden going on, and they.
That's a different. Different deal with you. Yeah. No, but the British basically it was a slaughter from the British to the Scots, and with Bonnie Prince Charles. Okay, Bonnie Prince Charlie had commissioned this. But the way that they talk about that, and we went to see the battlefield.
They don't forget, do they?
No. We went to see the Culloden battlefield. And that was something else that I thought about, because here we are as a family in Scotland taking in all this information about the battlefield of Culloden. And I'm thinking about the number of places that I visited in the United States.
Yeah.
And it's not a lot, you know, and it made me think, man, I need to get out there and see our history.
Yeah, there's all the Civil War battles,
right.
Revolutionary War battles.
Absolutely.
You know.
And you know, something that I think you gain some new perspective,
right.
You know, when
right.
you travel.
Well, you know, I'm Scots and also Irish. My mom's.
So you fight yourself.
My mom's maiden name was McDonald.
Okay, right.
And
sure.
We don't forget either because way back in the 1500s, whenever it was, the Campbells
right.
invited the McDonald's, and I think it was a derivative, McDonald's of a derivative of another Mac something.
Right. But all the clans over there.
Anyway, to a wedding or some kind of festivity.
Right.
And it killed them. It was like.
I know.
Yeah, they ambushed them. So.
No,
if you're Campbell out there and you come up to me, be very careful.
The Hatfields and McCoys had nothing on the Scottish.
That's right.
But they are so proud of their warriors, and that's something I think we can take a lot away from.
And being Scots and Irish, Randy explains the time when we took that trip.
Yes.
And the guy was at the gas pump and wouldn't move, and I had to handle it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You're just a hothead. Hey, Frank Buffone is with us, and this is great. You know, Subway's a great partner of this program, and we love talking to people from Subway. It's usually a franchisee, right?
Yeah.
A military veteran franchisee.
We got the big gun.
This is the big gun. Frank was in the Navy. I'll let Frank tell you. Frank, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, and happy Memorial Day weekend. Frank is director of restaurant operations for Subway, and just a great military background. Tell us a little bit about that, Frank.
I was in the United States Navy. I was in the Navy from 1992 until 1996. In the Navy, I was an air traffic controller, so I worked at a naval air station.
Oh, man.
I did almost no time on a boat. That's something people always kind of... you know, joke with me about is that I spent 4 years in the Navy and did no time on a ship.
Right. Right. And you were in Sicily for a while?
Yes, I was in Sicily for 2 years working in the air traffic control tower there with the Italian Air Force in a jointly run air traffic control facility.
And that was tough.
Yeah. So how do you get from that to Subway?
Oh, after the Navy, you know, I moved back to Connecticut and started to get involved in restaurants. It's something I've always loved to do is cook. So I worked in different restaurants, spent some time at some other fast food restaurants, did some time in full-service kitchens, and I really loved that Subway gave me the opportunity to do both kind of both aspects of a restaurant. I got to prepare food and make sandwiches while also interacting with the public and talking to people. So at most restaurants, you're either wait staff and you talk to people and you never get to cook food or prepare food, and or you work in the kitchen and you never see the public or get to enjoy that interaction. So Subway was great because it gave me the opportunity to do both.
Well, being an air traffic controller, I mean, that's a high pressure kind of job. Right. I mean, seriously. You're responsible for lives there, and so
yeah.
But being
it was pretty stressful.
Yeah, I can only imagine. But how many stores do you oversee? I mean, Subway's huge.
Yes, yeah, so I'm on the global restaurant operation. I'm the global director of restaurant operations.
Global.
For Subway,
and we have wow.
Yeah, we have close to 45,000 locations open and operating right now all over the world.
So which is less stressful? traffic controller or the 45,000? Wow.
It's stressful in a different kind of way. As an air traffic controller, it's stressful because you're making split-second decisions that involve lives. And here it's the decisions aren't as split second, but involves thousands of franchisees and sandwich artists and restaurants and even public safety in terms of food safety. So we take that very seriously
That's a good point too. We're talking to Frank Buffone, and Frank is the a huge job, director of restaurant operations globally for Subway, and now you guys have come out with the wraps, which I just tried the other day, Frank. I love them, and that's kind of a new thing for Subway.
Yeah, it's in a test market, and in a few markets around the country, and it's going great for so far. Great reviews so far. It's only been a couple of weeks, but really excited about those.
Well, I just found out that Jerry Newberry has never had the chicken and bacon ranch.
I have not. No,
Jerry, that's my absolute favorite sandwich.
That is my favorite. I can't believe he hasn't had it.
I'll tell you what. I will make it a point, probably tomorrow.
Yes,
to go up to the Subway, because I'm usually there once a week anyway.
You got it. You got to have the chicken and ranch.
I'm like a lot of people. I get used to buying the same thing.
The same thing. Yeah.
Right. And I don't I don't move from there, but I will.
Everybody's got their favorites. But, hey, Frank, this is the other thing that I love about Subway and what they do with veterans. Their systems are in place. Veterans are so used to working with systems. And you, especially as an air traffic controller, that had to be a great fit when you came to Subway.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. I mean, it's interesting. When I was in the Navy, the department I was part of as an air traffic controller was the operations department. So it was a nice transition that, I'm now the director of operations here at Subway. But absolutely, we have very, very good controls for our restaurants, and we create systems that make it very easy for the restaurants to follow and to be successful with.
Now, you also lead the teams that design and lay out the restaurants, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The restaurant design team, so the store designers, they do the layout of equipment to make sure that it flows properly for customers as well as for the employees and sandwich artists. Also, the design of the restaurant, what it actually looks like. So the wall covering, the floor, all the equipment. Yeah, absolutely. That's something that my team.
So here's an idea for you, Frank. Maybe you have, since we've got this special connection and relationship with Subway, maybe you put, it wouldn't be a big thing, you put on just every napkin that Subway has that, join us this week on the National Defense Radio Show at thenationaldefense.com. I mean, it's just a tiny thing, but for the people that want to hear your interview and all the interview we do with veterans, just a teeny little, it's not going to take much, but if you can make that happen, I don't know, by Monday.
Because we're heard on American Forces Radio.
That's right.
Almost every country in the world, and all ships at sea.
Exactly.
And how about some free cookies?
I mean, well, yeah.
I got ahead of myself.
The cookies are not a problem.
Yeah, you can take care of the cookies. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Frank, listen, thank you, man. Thanks for the time, and thank you for your service so much. And hope you have a very memorable Memorial Day weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Thanks, Jerry.
Take care.
Hey, Jerry, let's talk about Memorial Day, this special weekend that we're in. We always talk about, I mean, it seems like seriously every week on this show, you know, we're talking about things that veterans and active duty military and that people don't think about.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Throughout the year, except for a few times like Memorial Day weekend and Veterans Day and 4th of July. But, you know, I know that you've reconnected with some of your, at least one of your Vietnam veteran comrades. And that's got to be a special thing to you, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to see him in another month.
Yeah, right.
And we're going to spend some time.
And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, in fact, he said to me on the phone, because his kids are coming up from, he owns a lodge in Alaska.
Right.
And his kids
are that's why you reconnected with him.
And no. His kids and grandkids are coming up that week, too. And I said, well, you know, I should come up at a different time because it's family time. He said, hey, you're as much family as they are to me.
Man, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, and you've also been asked to speak at
Wall. Not the wall in D.C., the traveling wall. Yeah,
traveling.
Which I've done before.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's... Sing the real Vietnam Veterans Memorial or a facsimile. I can't even describe how powerful that is.
Right.
And it's still to this day, it's very difficult for myself.
Sure.
And I can't speak for everyone, but I think it's safe to say for a lot of probably the majority of other Vietnam veterans.
Oh, for sure.
It's just... And if there's anyone in America that needs to get some perspective on what it costs to have, you know, what it cost us to be out there and say whatever you want to say on Facebook or, you know, if you're right wing or left wing, whatever you are.
Sure.
I suggest what you need to do is take a short trip, visit the memorials in Washington, D.C., go to Arlington Cemetery.
Right.
Then you'll see what it's about. It's not about cooking hot dogs.
Well, and you know what? You need that reminder.
Sure do.
Right? And a lot of people need that perspective for the first time if they've never had that.
Right.
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 To understand what the sacrifice is.
They've been born into it, and there's not enough appreciation for it.
Well said. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And, of course, who do you go to if you have any kind of an itch or you need a scratch or you got that thing that that hurts you on your left side? You go to Minute Clinic.
Minute Clinic.
Right? CVS Minute Clinic. And you hear the Minute Clinic Minutes on this program every week with Army veteran and Minute Clinic nurse practitioner Holly Couts. And she's with us again. Holly, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm good. You know, now we've got, I think people are getting the idea, and I hear from people all the time that hear the show and they hear the Minute Clinic Minute, and they're like, I had no idea CVS could do that. I didn't know they did that there. You know? And you guys do just about everything there. And now we're going into, you know, we're going into summer, which is a whole other.
Opens up a whole new. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the cold so much and the runny noses.
Right. And now the kids are out of school and you got so many. What kind of things are we going to be talking about over the next few weeks in terms of what people could go to the Minute Clinic for?
Sure. Well, summer is when a lot of children are going to summer camp.
Yep.
A lot of children are signing up for sports, and so we do summer and camp physicals, so we'll be talking a little bit about that and some things that you need to be thinking about related to keeping your children healthy. We will be talking about some common summer ailments, like poison ivy, sunburn, swimmer's ear, and then a little bit about tick bites. But there's something that I want to mention just really quickly. I know there are a lot of people that still don't know about Minute Clinic, but even for those that do, things are changing pretty rapidly.
Right.
And now people can actually sign up for appointments from home. We have Hold My Place in Line.
Wow.
Yep. It's kind of like call-ahead seating in a restaurant where you can see what the wait time is and get your name in line so that you don't have to sit around and wait at the clinic. And then the other thing is you can actually make appointments a few days in advance. if you've got too much going on over the next couple of days to go, but you know you need to be seen, you can go ahead and set up an appointment online if you just go to MinuteClinic.com.
And I have actually done that.
I've gone on, and
they tell you what times are available or aren't available, you know, however you want to look at
it.
And boom, you walk in. Sign in and
you get seen immediately.
It's great. Well, it's pretty close.
Wow.
It was real close for me.
That's
I've used it a couple times. It was, I think, 10 minutes I had to wait because they were in with another patient. And even though I'm important, they're not just going to kick that patient out.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's pretty cool. And that's the other thing that I'm glad you mentioned that, Holly, because unlike at a doctor's office, you know, where they've got 7 minutes to talk to you, at the MinuteClinic, they'll talk to you for as long as they need to until they find out what's wrong.
I have no complaints whatsoever.
Right. Because, I mean, really, at a doctor's office, I think there's a schedule there of I got 7 minutes and then I get to the next thing.
It's like an assembly line.
It is. And you guys really take some time there at the MinuteClinic, don't you?
Yeah, we really like to take care of each patient and make sure that they get what they need.
And follow up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's not just a one and done, is it?
Right.
As we continue to add services, and some of those are a little bit more complicated, sometimes we do have follow-up appointments. I mean, smoking cessation is one example.
Oh, yeah.
People usually need ongoing counseling. And now that we're getting into actually treating sexual health, sometimes people need some additional follow-up.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that, too. We're going to get into that and more.
I'm going to leave the room.
You should leave the room. You absolutely wash your hands. Holly Kautz is with us every single week with Minute Clinic Minute, and we'll do that again next week right here on the National Defense.
This has been the National Defense, made possible by Ford. Go further. By the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By SelectQuote. Since 1985, we shop, you save. By Subway. Get the Subway footlong sub of the day for just $6. It's a different featured footlong every day of the week. The Subway $6 footlong sub of the day. At participating restaurants, extras additional plus tax, no additional discounts or coupons apply. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. By United Airlines. Proud to employ veterans across our entire airline. By CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics. The cure for the common weight. By ADT Security, for over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to $25 gift cards simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
Hey, Peter. Where is everybody? Subway. What's going on at Subway? Something about $6 footlongs? I think Monday was the sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
Mm-hmm.
They said today's Italian BMT Thursday?
Really?
Yep. People can't stop talking about it.
$6 footlongs, huh?
A different one, every day of the week.
I'll be right back.
Wait, nope. But Bill, your meatloaf!
Not interested!
The $6 footlong sub of the day. A great value from a better Subway. At participating restaurants, extras additional plus tax, prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii, no additional discounts or coupons applied.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.